From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jake Skorheim. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm getting a ton of text messages about bears. Everyone wants to talk about bears. I'm getting pictures sent to me about bears. Thank you guys so much. I do recognize the difference between a brown bear and a black bear. I do get that. But sometimes black bears do look like brown bears, I have heard.
Huh.
So it may not always work. If you lay down in front of a black bear, maybe do they just think you're a tasty
bear? I'm not going to lay down in front of any bear. I don't care who that is.
That's Lisa Brooks joining us, as she always does in this hour. Quick question for you about bears.
Yes.
If you were in the wild, you see a bear. You don't know if it's a grizzly or a brown bear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the rule?
I thought a grizzly is a brown bear, but a black bear.
Huh? Okay. Grizzly or black bear.
Okay.
Okay. I misspoke.
That's okay.
But a grizzly is a brown bear? Is that right?
Yeah. In Alaska, they don't call them grizzlies. They call them brown bears.
So what's a Kodiak?
It's, I don't know.
It's brown as well.
I guess.
Is it another type of brown bear?
We'll have to look that one up.
So what's a polar bear? It's clearly not brown or
black. It's a white bear.
Do you know polar bears will hunt people?
Yes.
Did you know that? Very scary.
Yes.
Polar bears and grizzlies.
Yeah.
They'll both hunt people.
Yep.
Have you seen The Edge?
No. The previews were too scary for me.
You should watch it.
I don't think so.
Do you like Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Do you like Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Yeah, then see it. It's really good. It's a really good movie. You're going to like it, I promise. It's scary, though.
Yep.
It's really scary. But everyone's texting me all these different things. But they were saying that, like, black bears, you're supposed to fight them. Or get, you know, like just raise your arms and yell at them, like, go away, bear. And then a brown bear, if it's brown, you lay down.
Okay.
You know the one about snakes, like when, if black touches yellow, you're a dead fellow.
Yeah.
If black touches white, you're okay. If yellow touches black, you're okay, Jack.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. If black touches yellow, you're a dead fellow. If yellow touches black, you're okay, Jack.
Yeah.
Those are still black touching yellow. How would I know?
Oh, gosh. Now you're really making my head explode.
If you see a snake and if you see a bear,
stay inside.
Just don't go out in nature.
No. Nature is bad.
Nature is very scary. All right. Let's get to the news roundup. We do this every single night. We talk about things from the other shows. But before we get to the news roundup, we do like to play a trivia clip. Everyone got this one. Nobody did not get this one. Lisa, I'm going to have you guess, but it's just you're going to get this one.
Okay. Yep. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
That music is so great.
Yeah.
Isn't that great music?
Yes, it is.
Can you name the other movie that music was heavily featured in? Like heavily featured in.
Was it another movie?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Huh. With another super famous 1980s actor.
No.
Who was also kind of diminutive in size.
Something with Matthew J.
Yes, Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox,
yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
Matthew J. Fox. Matthew Broderick, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Michael J. Fox. It's a Michael J. Fox movie from the 1980s. That song's in it like 35 times.
I don't know, Teen Wolf.
They use it too much. No, it's not. And it's not Teen Wolf 2 either.
Okay.
It is a movie called The Secret of My Success. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, long, when it first came out,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous premise, but check it out if you get a chance.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew Broderick.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct. That's the answer to the trivia question.
Okay.
You got that one immediately. Matt, you knew it immediately, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Everyone knows that movie. Yeah. So great. And it stands the test of time.
It does.
People love it still.
I saw it opening day. I saw it like 2 weeks later, and I've seen it many, many times since.
I've probably seen it a million times.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a, what's his face, the director?
John Hughes.
John Hughes,
right.
That's right. That guy, boy, he had a special talent.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he? We lost him too soon. That's the kind of movie, I was talking about this with Dory, also somebody else we lost too soon, but when I was producing for Dory, I don't know why, we were talking about Ferris Bueller for some reason, and he was saying that his daughters had just seen it. And they were at the time, I think his daughters were like maybe freshmen in high school. And he was saying that they just flipped out for it. They loved the movie. And how timeless the movie was, because you could watch it. Like, I saw the movie for the first time probably 20 years ago, if not more. That movie came out like what, like 40 years ago or something?
1986.
Yeah, so almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And it still works.
It does.
And the styles don't even look that crazy anymore because styles are always changing. I feel like maybe they're even kind of coming back. I had a big crush on what's-her-face. What's his girlfriend's name in that movie? Any idea? Nobody knows.
Sloan Peterson.
Sloan Peterson. Yeah, I don't know who the actress was, but.
She's very pretty.
Very pretty. All right, let's get to the news roundup. Seattle's Morning News, one of Cairo's biggest baseball. They're talking about Mariners. What are they talking about here?
The sun is shining, the days are longer, and the unofficial start of summer is tomorrow. Opening day. The Mariners begin yet another quest for the World Series, and to get ready for one of baseball's biggest days, I spoke with baseball writer and author of Why We Love Baseball, Joe Posnanski. I started with one simple question. Why do we love baseball?
It's really funny. I have a lot of answers to the question of why I love baseball, and obviously inevitably wrote a whole book about why we love baseball, but you know, for me, I think it comes down to these moments that we all have with the game that stay with us. You know, for me, that was growing up in Cleveland. It was playing catch with my dad. It was going to, you know, watch Cleveland play at old Municipal Stadium and my heroes like Dwayne Kuiper and Buddy Bell and Rick Manning and these guys, you know, just living and dying with everything that they did. Playing Little League. I mean, it's all of these individual moments that I think make you fall in love with the game. And then all of these moments that come along constantly. I mean, you know, the stuff that you guys very much understand in Seattle over the last little bit since Julio Rodriguez got there, that just reminds you why you love the game and sort of reinvigorate that love for baseball. Well, we love baseball because it's dramatic. We love baseball because it's poetic. We love baseball because it's funny. We love baseball because it's sweet. And to me, that moment, you know, I mean, you want a great Ken Griffey Jr. moment in there.
All right, we get it. I love baseball. Are you a baseball fan, Lisa?
Yes, I love baseball.
You love baseball?
Yes. I've,
really?
Yeah.
Why do you love baseball, Lisa?
I think when I was a tiny, tiny, tiny little girl, I remember sitting on my daddy's lap and he would watch baseball games on TV and he would talk to me about the games. I mean, I must have been like 2 or 3 or 4. And so I think that started it. And I played, you know, softball when I was, you know, growing up and loved it. I didn't get to my first major league game until I was 20, 21 years old.
Oh, okay.
And I remember what it felt like to walk out of that long tunnel. It was in Baltimore.
Isn't that funny?
And just watch the green. Oh my God. Field of Dreams is my favorite movie. I was the first woman public address announcer for the Seattle Mariners. And I did all kinds of.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you grew up an Orioles fan.
I started as an Orioles fan.
Yeah. And was so Ripken would have been there when you were.
Oh yes, watching. He was.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh man, that guy was fantastic.
Yeah,
I loved Cal Ripken Jr.
Me too.
I had so many baseball cards of him. He was the best.
Yep.
I just couldn't. He was, and he seemed like such a cool dude.
Yeah.
Just like classy guy. Matt, are you a baseball fan? Do you like it?
Absolutely. Yeah. My first memory was watching an early World Series with my dad, just sharing that moment with him. Then as I grew up and got into like listening to long distance AM radio, you know, Harry Carey calling the Cubs on WGN.
Yeah.
I was all into it. I loved it. It was such a great radio sport. I love the announcers, the whole vibe of the thing. Yeah. I love baseball.
It's it's tailor made for the radio.
Oh,
it's a great
the
game
best.
For radio.
Rick Riz can tell a story like nobody. And they're great.
Yeah, it is great. It's funny that all of our memories go back to the experience of watching it with our dads.
Yeah.
I remember when you were describing walking out into the Orioles Stadium, mm-hmm. I have this picture in my head that I can go back to, and like I know I remember the smell, I remember the sound, unfortunately I remember the smell of the urinals in the kingdom.
Sorry.
But and just like it was like you're
those
in a
troughs.
Oh my gosh, the troughs. It was like you're in a rainforest. Like you walk in there, you're like, boy, it's really humid in here. Why is it humid? Because there's just all these particles in there. It's disgusting. But and I could never go in public. Like I'd always have to wait for a stall. It's like just you know, I'm not a it's awful. Still can't really as an adult. I guess I can a little bit now.
It's not fair for men. If we ever, I mean, that's.
Thank you, Lisa. Enough women don't say that.
Men get the short shrift on that one.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. You are leading the charge. More people should think like you. But I remember walking out into when the kingdom, those hallways in the kingdom were like kind of tight. And then you walk out into the opening and you're just looking at this big, giant, beautiful dome. You know, they had the speakers that were hanging from the dome.
Oh, right.
I can close my eyes and I can see these things just like they're burned into my brain.
Remember
you know?
The ship in center field at the end that they would rise the SS Mariner up and shoot the cannon off if there was a home run?
And when I was a kid, the coolest thing in the world, I was like, oh my gosh, they're shooting fireworks inside. Like, how can they possibly be doing this? Because they would. They'd like every time Griffey got a home run or whoever, just ksh, ksh, ksh. It was so cool. But it was the experience of, and I know my mom was there, but you know, baseball was kind of like a dad sport. And I just remember sitting next to my dad watching these games. And it's just like that thing is burned into your brain. Now I'm in that phase too with my kids where we still have not gotten to a baseball game at Safeco Field. It's not Safeco Field anymore. What is it called
T-Mobile
now? T-Mobile Park. Yeah. We still have not gotten to T-Mobile Park. We're going to. But like when they were just starting to get to the age where they could go to a game, the pandemic happened and they shut down everything.
No.
So now, I mean, I think they're at the perfect age now. My oldest son, he just turned 9.
Yeah.
So I think he's at the perfect age now for that. So we're going to go this season. I'm going to try to go a bunch if we can. All right. Baseball's great. We all love it. Go Mariners. G and Ursula are talking about how people live longer in certain parts of the country. In certain parts of the state, they live longer.
Do you know that where you live in the state of Washington can determine how long you are going to live? Mm-hmm. So this is courtesy of Gene Balk at the Seattle Times, and he crunches the numbers, and he says that new life expectancy data shows that there is an 11-year gap between our state's longest and shortest living counties.
Mm-hmm.
So where you can expect to live the longest would be San Juan County, where residents live on average 86.3 years.
Wow.
And then the lowest would be Ponderay County, that is in the north of Spokane, northeast part of the state of Washington. And over there, I want to say that the life expectancy is 74.9 years. So there is that just about an 11-year gap. First of all, let's stop there. Does that make sense to you? Because one of the things that factors into life expectancy, obviously, is access to healthcare. That's a big thing. But there are other things, including what are your health behaviors? What is your economic status? What is your social status? What is your environment? What's going on, you know, within your environment? But an 11-year gap is pretty significant.
It is. It is.
11 years is huge, actually. Just like one side of the state versus another is 11 years, or one part of the state versus another.
That is an interesting study.
I would get myself out to San Juan County as quick as possible if I lived anywhere else, because San Juan County people are living a long time. It's really nice out there. It's laid back. They've got nice views.
Yeah. That'd be a great place to retire.
Yeah.
For
sure. Yeah, and that's it. Like if you're living out in San Juan County, like you're probably not worrying about, I mean, I know there's people out there who work normal jobs, but a lot of folks who live out there are retired and are not worrying about working a ton.
Stress-free.
And so they've probably done a pretty good job of saving money, and you know that helps. All right, Jack and Spike. I guess Jack got into a little bit of a problem with one of his neighbors over their dog. What was this about?
What would be my dad's advice? Well, you always respect the pet owner. My advice.
Jack was tried to pet a neighbor's dog, and the neighbor was not happy about it. So now Spike is giving him advice about that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Sure, the pet owner might be a schmuck, and the dog might be doomed to be raised by a schmuck. Can I not say that? Laura says hit the dump button. Is that a bad word? Fair enough, I won't keep repeating it.
I think it's pronounced smuck. I could be wrong. I think it's pronounced smuck.
I think you have to respect a pet owner's boundary, especially when they're training a dog. The pet owner mentioned that I'm training this dog to be obedient, right? But you also taking the realities of the situation. You're outside in the middle of the night, right? There's 200 people. Alarms are going off. Maybe that's the most important moment to train your dog. You know, maybe the reason that my dog's always been ill-mannered is because I always, we'll train him tomorrow when there's not 1,000 people and alarms going off. Today, just let him be a dog and go meet Jack. Go pet Jack. Love Jack. Belly rubs for everybody, including me. So I guess my dad advice is respect the owner first and foremost, even when it's instinctively not the right thing to do. You respect the dog owner. I'd want the same. I'd want the same from a neighbor. If I was out front and like somebody come over and approach my dog that I was in the middle of training, I probably wouldn't want them to mess it up either.
Lisa, you are the resident dog expert on the show with Quincy.
Yes.
What would you say to somebody who wanted to come up and pet your dog?
Always ask.
Always ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good advice.
And little kids are really, really good about that. So parents have been training their children, which makes me very happy.
That's nice.
So, and
I think kids are also kind of skittish around dogs because they're smaller, right? Kids are smaller, so a dog seems bigger to them.
Yeah.
And they probably learn to ask. That's good advice. Really good advice. Just always ask.
Yep.
All right. Do we have time for one more? Yeah, we got time for one more clip real fast. John and Sherry are talking about Airbnb. This is really interesting. They're apparently trying to get people to stop using cameras in their rentals. Now, why would they want them to stop doing that? I would imagine a big part of their business about people sharing their experiences at these places, but I guess we'll find out.
Airbnb has said, you know what? We're not going to let you put cameras in anymore. There's even sound on this yesterday. Airbnb announced a ban on indoor cameras in all of its rentals worldwide.
This is because so many people have experienced this in Airbnb.
It sounds like what they're saying is they don't want the owners of the homes to post or to have videos watching the renters.
Cameras
That makes perfect sense.
There's a couple in Maryland that said that there was a camera, you know, in some place. I think it was like coat rack or something they really could have detected. And they sued for $75,000 because they said their privacy was invaded. They did things that the camera picked up and they wanted.
What kind of things? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, start playing your saxophone music.
What do they call it? What was it in the 1970s? Making Wookiee? Not Wookiee.
Whoopi.
Making Whoopi.
I think it dates back to the 20s at least.
Making Wookiee. Wookiee doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah,
not.
Star Wars.
Well, unless you're a bigger Wookiee.
It's a money furry for it.
That's probably what it sounded like, though.
So, I just don't know how this is enforceable unless a client, someone that's renting the property, comes forward with evidence.
Well, the way Airbnb has it, you can put cameras in public areas, like in the back, like in the kitchen, the living room, stuff like that.
Oh, no, not anymore. Nope.
Not anymore. Yeah. Right. So now they're going to say, if you want to be an Airbnb person, you got to take the cameras out. Prior, they said you can have them.
Yes, as long as you tell the people that are renting the place there are cameras in this thing. Now they're saying absolutely no cameras anywhere. But how are they going to? What are they going to do? I mean, people are going to say they don't have any cameras, but if they got a teddy bear with a camera in it, Airbnb's not going to know about it.
No, but if they get caught, they're kicked off the platform and then they can't do it. The reason they put it in there is for their own protection. It's like we rented the place out, to four people, and wow, the camera turns on and there's 30 people in the place. So the people put them in there because people were cheating the system. The cameras were there to verify. Do people do what you inspect or what you expect? People do what you inspect. So you have to have the cameras to inspect.
What's inspect? What do people inspect? I've never heard that word before.
I don't
before.
Know what he's
talking
Have
about. You ever heard that word? Is it
to inspect just, something? To like you're checking out the
expect?
Situation.
You're checking expect? Up on them, inspecting.
Oh, inspecting on something.
Yeah, I think
gotcha.
That's what he meant.
If somebody is making Wookiee.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea to have cameras in these places or not?
I remember staying in one that I found cameras in, and I did feel really not. I felt they weren't like in the bedroom or anything like that, but I did not. I felt like I
you
wasn't
felt like
private.
It's a, yeah. It's not good.
Yeah,
you felt like they're trying to film you.
Yeah, like what are they looking for? I'm following all the rules. I'm behaving and everything. But yeah, I felt kind of creepy.
No thanks. Yeah. All right. Well, no cameras then. We all agree. We've got a lot more coming up. Next, we're going to talk to Aaron Granillo. He's going to come in here. He's going to talk about Mariners. He's kind of a resident Mariners obsessive fan. He's a great guy just to talk to. We'll be having that when we come back here on Cairo Nights.
Whether you're planning a special birthday party for 14 friends and family or a company outing for up to 400 coworkers, Mariner's Suites are the perfect spot for your next get-together. Enjoy catering, VIP parking, private entry, and more. Reserve today at mariners.com/suites.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. I got a very special guest on with me. We don't often get a chance to talk with this guy, but he's a lot of fun. Every time he sticks around after work long enough to come on the show, I, of course, talking about Aaron Granillo, joins us now. Aaron, thank you so much for hanging out.
Happy to be here, Jake.
So, Aaron, you are normally reporting on news here at Cairo. You are anchoring the news during during the daytime. You're also a huge baseball fan.
Yes, sir.
And occasionally we do talk about baseball
in
the office. The Mariners' home opener is tomorrow night. Is it a home game?
It's a home game. Boston Red Sox are in town. Luis Castillo on the mound.
Is this something we should be excited about? Is the Mariners' season this year something that we should feel good about? Or is this a year that we're rebuilding again? Tell me about the Mariners, Aaron.
Man.
Joey Cora is not still on the team, is he?
Not as of 25 years ago.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Yeah. It's been a while since
maybe
I really
even 30 years, honestly. Yeah, honestly. Should they be good? Well, if you believe the projections, yes.
Yeah.
They should be good.
Those are usually always true.
Yeah. Fangraphs is, you know, putting them at like 87, 88 wins or so, which should be...
That's like a fair to middling season, right?
Good enough in our division to potentially sneak into the playoffs. If they get 90-plus wins, I think it's a really good season, and they're probably going to make it. Now... The reason I'm nervous to say they're going to be good is because every year I think they're going to be good, they let me down.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to curb my enthusiasm. Shout out to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Larry David.
Final season there. So, but look, they have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. If you looked at the preseason rankings from MLB, from Major League Baseball, they put Seattle Mariners as the number one pitching staff. The offense, if you look at the lineup up and down, it looks better than last year. I said the same thing last year.
I feel like we had a similar conversation halfway through the season last year.
You know, you got to put the theory into practice.
Okay.
They improved at second base, which was it's been a black hole for them for the past few seasons. His name is Jorge Polanco.
Is he as good as Joey Cora?
He should be better than Joey Cora, believe it or not.
Yeah, great.
Right. So he's had a great spring, and you know you can look so much into spring training, but the bats have looked really good. The bats that you want to look good, I'm talking about again Polanco. These are new additions: Polanco, Mitch Garver, Mitch Haniger, who's a familiar name. They've all looked really good, and I haven't even brought up the cornerstones of the team. I haven't even talked about Cal Raleigh and Julio, who's poised to potentially have an MVP season. I mean, if all these things pan out, the Mariners are going to be legit.
They could be really good. Not just 86 wins. They could have a lot more.
If you listen to Jeff Passan he's an ESPN baseball guy, total geek, but he joins Brock and Salk every Tuesday. I was listening to his conversation over on 710 Seattle Sports. He's very bullish on the Mariners and almost picked them to go to the World Series.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this year.
There are baseball
happy, but also...
nerds who follow this stuff even more than I do. Who are very, very high on the Mariners this year.
That's pretty encouraging. That's great.
It's terrifying.
So what you're telling me is they're going to win the World Series. That's
not what
prediction.
I'm telling you. I'm very scared that people are bullish on the Mariners.
Yeah.
Because they were very bullish on them last year as
Does
well.
Does it feel like you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop?
That's kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the life of a lifelong Mariner.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it never pans out
were
how you want it to.
Were you born and raised here?
I was. Yeah.
Okay, so you grew up during all of the, Soto Mojo and all that stuff.
I went to games at the Kingdome.
So, as did I.
Yeah.
That was such a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the Mariners of today could capture what the Mariners of yesteryear captured?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it that experience, like when you take your kids to the Mariners game, are they having that same experience that you and I had when we were at the Kingdome screaming down at the kid in center field? You know, like that was the era that we got to grow up in and watch these guys. It was phenomenal.
We're getting there. I mean, when we were growing up, Griffey was the face of baseball. In a lot of ways...
I didn't really appreciate that as a kid.
No.
I didn't realize that everybody in the world thought he was as cool as we thought.
I know.
And I was like, oh, isn't it funny that I play this guy's video game every day? It's cool that they made this regional video game. I wonder if they made the same video game in Boston or...
Did you have the shoes, the Griffey shoes? You know what I'm talking about? The swingman shoes?
I did not have the swingman shoes.
I had a pair.
Those were my favorite. Yeah, you grew up rich.
Favorite pair of all time.
You grew up rich, I guess.
Right. I guess so. So Griffey was the face of baseball back in the mid-90s and late 90s. And today, I mean, in a lot of ways, Julio Rodriguez is the face of baseball. He's the young up-and-coming star. He's 23 years old.
That's insane.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy. And, you know, people are talking about him having, like, you know, a 40 home run, 40 stolen base season. That is not out of the question to have a 40-40 season. That's, if he does that, if he gets 45 home runs, which is not out of the question, the Mariners are in a very, very good spot at the end of the regular season.
The fun thing is, because he's so young and he's already such a seasoned pro, he's just got he's got years and years left on him.
I mean,
he could just keep getting better and stronger for at least the next 5-6 years.
Very
right?
exciting to think about because
very exciting.
Usually with baseball, players don't hit their prime until their mid to late 20s. And there are a lot of late bloomers out there who don't get good until like 30.
Can you imagine him at 29 if he stays healthy?
He's going to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
I know. I'm geeking out thinking about it.
I know. I can see it on your face. I was like, all right, maybe in a moment.
Yeah. And don't sleep on the pitching staff. So
they're great.
1 through 5, it is... Although our number 5 starter, Brian Wu, is hurt, but hopefully it won't be out for long. But Luis Castillo, potential Cy Young candidate. And then you have George Kirby, who only throws strikes. Very good young pitcher as well. Logan Gilbert, this is his 4th season, I want to say. So he's established, a very good pitcher. Bryce Miller is our number 4 starter. He's got a funny mustache and a great fastball.
It means he's cocky.
You
I
know?
Like it.
If you can rock a mustache.
Yep.
And you're a pitcher.
Confidence.
I like it.
Confidence.
I like it. And then Brian Wu, who will come back as the season progresses. He'll be fine. In his place, we have another young stud, Emerson Hancock. So he'll be our number 5 starter for the short term.
Really quick before we go, because I know we're running out of time here.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to I have Mike Lefko over there on 710 Seattle Sports.
Yeah.
So he comes on my show every Friday, and we do this thing called Score Time with Scoreheim. It's a really clever name.
Love that.
It took 5 seconds to come up with. And I was talking to him and Wyman because they just got back from spring training like a couple weeks ago. And he was saying like, oh, it's the craziest thing. Do you know who's the first guy there every single day and who's fully uniformed, takes batting practice every day, holds the door open for people? And he's just like the coolest guy in the world, Ichiro Suzuki.
Oh, he's still doing it.
Fully uniformed.
Nice.
Can you believe that?
I can, actually.
Okay.
I think if he were to start on a major league roster, he could probably still... He'd get 50 hits in a season.
That's what Mike was saying. He goes, this guy's still in great shape.
Yeah.
He could still play.
Yeah.
And, you know, why not? Somebody should do it.
If you're at the game tomorrow, you're going to see Ichiro. He's actually handing Julio his 2nd Silver Slugger Award.
Oh, nice.
That award given to the best offensive player at his position.
Love it. Oh, fantastic.
Very cool.
All right, Aaron Granillo, you guys can check him out. He's anchoring the news every day here on Cairo News Radio. You can check him out there. All right, we got a lot coming up, so stick around. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights. Go Mariners!
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. All right, this story I thought was kind of ridiculous. And, you know, Easter's coming up. It's only a couple days away. Good Friday is just a day and a half away, I guess. And, you know, we have Easter coming up on Sunday. I don't know what your guys' plans are for Easter, but for my family, you know, we're a religious family, so it's a very special holiday for us. Easter is a time where we always, because I have young kids especially, we always get really into the candy and the egg dyeing and then the decoration and the hiding of the eggs. I was just talking about this with Heather Bosch, actually, like the price of things at Easter is going way up. It's really expensive. And one of the things that my family does, which is kind of like maybe overboard, my wife always says, you know, how long are you going to keep this up? So one thing that I always do Easter, I guess it's the Easter Eve, the night before Easter. If it's Easter morning, I have really dropped the ball. But I cut out bunny feet, like out of you know, paper, just whatever. And I draw bunny feet, I cut them out, and then I spread them all around the house. And I go to the kids' bedrooms, and I take the bunny feet and I make a little trail out to the Easter baskets. I don't know if they really believe that that's bunny feet. I think they kind of do because they're very young. And but once they get to those Easter baskets, just watching a little kid tear open an Easter basket and they eat the peeps and all the different candies that are in there, fantastic. And as a parent, it's just, you love seeing that stuff. They have a sugar high and they go nuts, but whatever. It's just the holiday. So one of the candies that always makes an appearance at Easter time, I don't even know why you would eat this candy except at Easter time, is the Cadbury Easter egg. You guys know the one I'm talking about? It's the Cadbury chocolate egg. It's got stuff in the middle. It's actually, if I'm being completely honest, I actually don't like it. I don't find it very appealing. It's kind of gross. I don't know what's in the middle. It's like a sugar concoction. And but you might remember this ad. Here's a vintage ad. They still run this all the time, but here it is.
You're looking at a very unusual kind of egg from Cadbury that's only around till Easter. Its shell is pure, rich Cadbury milk chocolate. But look, inside sits a sweet, creamy yellow yolk surrounded by delicious white filling. Cream eggs from Cadbury. Why, they're the best thing to come along since the Easter Bunny. And when he's gone, they're gone.
All right, so why are we talking about the Easter egg? Well, obviously it's Easter. People are going to be eating those Cadbury Easter eggs, so you might like them a lot, and I don't mean to offend you, but I don't care if you're offended that I don't like a Cadbury Easter egg. That's ridiculous. So listen to what's happening, though, and I found this story just curious. I'm not sure why they would make this move. This is from The Telegraph, which is a paper over in London, but listen to this story. A Cadbury store has been accused of erasing Easter. I guess this is, these kind of stories pop up around the holidays. Of erasing Easter by advertising chocolate eggs now as gesture eggs. Get that, gesture eggs. I don't know what a gesture egg is, but that's what they're going to call it now. Not jester, gesture, like G-E-S-T-U-R-E eggs. The brand's discount store, in Springfield's outlet in Lincolnshire is displaying a sign offering customers a 2-for-£10 deal on gesture eggs. The omission of the word Easter, this is again from the Telegraph article, the omission of the word Easter, particularly when advertising its popular Easter eggs, synonymous with the religious holiday, has provoked anger among the Christian community. I don't know why anybody would get angry about this. It's just curious. But whatever. Quote, if it wasn't for Easter, we wouldn't have a reason for Easter eggs, said Tim Deep, the head of public policy at Christian Concerns. So, he says, I'm wondering why Cadbury wants to erase the connection between Easter and eggs. But if people stop celebrating Easter, then they might stop buying Easter eggs. He added, I'm surprised that they are avoiding saying the word Easter, as that's the time of year. It's the Easter holidays. He's not wrong there. The Easter festival. And I'm surprised they'd want to avoid reference to Easter with things like this. I don't really understand this move either. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I don't know why they just don't keep calling them the Easter eggs. Clearly, in that ad I just played you, until recently, they didn't have a problem calling them the Cadbury Easter egg.
You're looking at a very unusual kind of egg from Cadbury that's only around till Easter. Its shell is pure, rich Cadbury.
So clearly the association with Easter was not a problem. For whatever reason, and I don't know if this store represents the entire company, the Cadbury company as a whole. So maybe the Cadbury company is still calling them the Cadbury Easter eggs. But this store, for whatever reason, decided they're going to call them gesture eggs, which I think is silly. But here's the thing that I was interested in. I actually looked into the history of Easter eggs at Easter, because you kind of think to yourself, like, well, what's the point? The religious connection with the eggs is really interesting, actually. I looked into this for another segment we did on the show a couple days back, and the history with the eggs and Easter goes back a long way, actually, like a really long way. Protestant reformer Martin Luther, you remember him? He pinned the stuff to the door. He apparently would organize Easter egg hunts for his congregation. So the men and Luther would go around, they would hide these colored eggs for the women and the children to then find. And this was a nod to the resurrection story where you have women discovering the empty tomb that Christ was buried in. So it's a really interesting history to it. So I find that kind of fascinating. All right. I don't know if this changes your perception of the Cadbury Easter egg or the gesture egg or whatever they're calling it these days. If you enjoy the egg, God bless you. I hope you enjoy it. I do not. But what I can tell you is we got a lot of stuff coming up. We got the 9 p.m. hour coming up next. We can let our hair down. We can have some fun. I hope you stick around for that. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.